Gomery was in charge at the Caulfield meeting on Saturday, and there was an incident involving the John Maloney train Graceful Storm where there was a suspicion of race day treatment, but the weight of opinion on the day was such that she was allowed to run. Just wanted to clear this one up with Rob Montgomery. G'day, Rob.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. What were the circumstances re-Graceful Storm, and what made her circumstances different than horses in similar situations which have not been allowed to run?
Okay, mate. Well, Graceful Storm was presented for a routine pre-race blood test, and it was observed that on the jugular there was a mark on the jugular. Subsequent to that, we interviewed the trainer, John Maloney, and also the veterinary surgeon that reported the mark on the jugular. The veterinary surgeon, Dr. Wern, couldn't give evidence that Graceful Storm had been treated within the one clear day. John Maloney also gave evidence that he had treated Graceful Storm on the Thursday morning with Pendazan and the normal course of vitamin injections, and that was clarified by John Maloney's vet, Dr. Peter Angus, and it was also in Mr. Maloney's treatment records. So hence the reason the Graceful Storm was allowed to take its place in the field and ran an unlucky race.
So the accuracy, the reliability of the treatment records and so on weighed fairly heavily.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, Dr. Angus said that the Maloneys are pedantic with their records, and the treatment diary was presented to the stewards shortly after the race, and everything was in order. So you know, Graceful Storm was allowed to race.
All right, and a pristine track record for the Maloney stable wouldn't have hurt either.
Oh, well, that's, you know, the integrity of the Maloneys. They are a credit to the industry, to be honest with you. And but you know, it doesn't matter who it is. You got to go through the process, and we did on the day.
Okay, terrific. Good on you, Rob. Thanks for that.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.